We've been talking about the importance of getting not just our vision for our lives, but God's vision.
Yes.
For our lives. That was week one of our divine direction topic. What did the journey of discovering God's vision for your life look like for the both of you?
Great question.
Was it a moment of encounter, or was it a journey and a process that you discovered over a period of time?
Oh, definitely a journey. I think when I was growing up in a Christian home and just knew I loved God, I wanted to serve God, I didn't know what that would look like. I had thoughts, and even when we, you know, started dating, we started talking about what was the vision for our life. It's totally not what we're doing now. But it was just essentially they weren't on the same page. Okay. I wanted to go to Africa and deliver little, you know, black babies and midwifery and just missionary sort of. John had different thoughts, and
who's,
you know,
in
terms
of. Who's
going to
be closer to, do you reckon, what we're doing? Sorry, just kidding.
This is not a competition. Just
no,
let
it's not a competition.
Just mute his microphone for a minute and let me speak. So, you know, essentially we just had to basically, as we talk, go, we just want to serve God, whatever that looks like, and we'll be obedient to him.
Okay.
And really, yeah, whatever his vision for our lives look like, we'll just flow with that then. So we were ultimately on the same page.
Ultimately.
Yeah, well, the same page was we're surrendered to God's will for our life.
Awesome.
That was the same page. So I'd say it's not been necessarily one moment, but a series of moments. This is a series of encounters, a series of hearing God's voice, a series of prophecies from people, a series of kind of wanting to do my own thing and then re-surrendering back to God, your vision, and laying my life down for you. Okay. So I think that's a journey. I think we all have a sort of natural, well, it's our nature, a drift towards our own self-focused dreams.
Okay.
That aren't necessarily God's dreams. So we need to be in a place where we're constantly worshiping, constantly loving God, and constantly being willing to, like Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. Yeah. So that's my flesh doesn't like that. So I've got to be in a place where I have moments of surrender. And, you know, that's this Friday night, where the night of impartation. It's an atmosphere of worship. We've got some of the Melbourne crew up here. It'll be loaded. And it's moments that you kind of push into, that God either challenges you to surrender, or he kind of pulls the curtains back a little bit on the next part of your journey.
That's awesome. I wonder if we could just stick on that for a moment, because I think for a lot of us, as we come around vision for our lives and goals, a part of the process of discovering said vision or writing said goals is actually distinguishing what is of God and what isn't. And yes, there's moments of encounters where God speaks and highlights it very clearly, but what would be a general framework to help us as we write goals and discover our vision to help us know whether it's from God or not?
I mean, we're writing goals in multiple different categories, right? So not all of your fitness goals or your fun goals or your hobby goals are going to be like God goals, right? So like that's just common sense stuff, wisdom stuff, just desires. And I guess in terms of spiritual goals, it's what's going to grow me? How do I need to enlarge? And what is that person that I want to be? What does that look like? And really, does that come under God's word and his desire for my life? So I think that if it's a growth thing, that's, yeah, stepping out of your comfort zone or enlarging in that sense of, hey, I want to grow. What does that look like? For me, God might whisper that to me in a worship moment, and I'll just go, oh, that's what I need to do this year, or that's how I need to pray this year, or that's the sort of steps that I need to take. And that's where those whispers come from, that God.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think that probably in the early phases of our lives, you know, especially if you're new to faith, making your relationship with Jesus your number one focus and your number one goal, sometimes maybe the key thing you need to do is go, I'm going to just build some goals around really making Jesus central to my life, so that I build a great relationship with him, so that I really dig deep that foundation of who I am. So that sometimes that's kind of the key thing. So I'd often tend to go build, you know, being an on-fire disciple for Jesus is a great goal for everybody's life. Till we get our own phrase or words for that, but an on-fire disciple of Jesus, what does that look like? And so building some goals around that, making that sort of the number one. And then there'll be other areas that I do just think that line up with part of your passion and your calling. I'd say the visions and dreams that we had in our early 20s, bit by bit, we just kept laying them down before God. And, you know, I wanted to get married. I wanted to marry someone who would partner with me in God's purpose for my life. And so that's a cool goal to have, you know, in that sense. You don't have to pray about that and have a vision of what they look like. It's just, if that's a desire of your heart, that's a great goal to go, Jesus, help me. You know, one year it might be, Jesus, help me be marriage ready. And then the next year might be, Jesus, help me meet the right person. So it's kind of, you know, work your way towards it.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Very, very helpful for a lot of us in the room. I know that was my journey for sure. I needed a lot of work before Joel walked into my life. Praise the Lord. Anyway.
You're still a work in progress.
Still a work in progress. Yeah, I certainly have not made it.
Getting quite a big amen from Joel over there. So.
Not quite there yet, but that's all right. We'll get there eventually. Pastor John and Danielle, you guys have been living out and preaching into goals and goal anointings for a couple decades now, Pastor John, you mentioned. When did the revelation of setting goals become real for you both? When did you realize the power of it? And how have your goals changed over the years since that point?
I'd say early on, as part of C3, we would go to conferences and there would be, like, they actually usually finished on New Year's Eve. So, like, chaotic conference to run as a church between Christmas and New Year's. Anyway, awesome to go to because it was, you know, kind of Christmas, Boxing Day, and then the conference started on the 27th at night. And so we would go for years to Sydney for this conference, would culminate in a New Year's Eve service, often going to midnight with worship, and part of it was anointing your dreams for the future. So I guess that wasn't in my kind of upbringing or makeup, the idea of dreaming or setting goals. So I'd say that was probably the seed form of it at SYD or Oxford Falls as it was in those days, going and getting into that environment. And then over a period of time, we're like, okay, we want to have something like that that helps people really focus on the key areas of growth and development in their lives.
Yeah, so I brought my journal here tonight because I pulled this out. 2001, Pastor Chris Pringle, who's the founder of C3, came to our church and she did a women's event for us. And it was a dreaming day. And like John had said, like that wasn't really in our framework. And so to really just open our minds up to what are God dreams, what are some desires. And so I wrote a list that day and essentially that has evolved into goals. So the dreams is one thing. But
dreams
then
is like vision, in essence, isn't it? It's another name for vision.
And some desires of your heart, and then the goals over the next few years. So it's essentially, this does start in 2001.
What have you got there?
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
Well, there's some funny goals in there.
Let's hear a couple.
There's
I don't know any of these.
So this is be great at encouraging people.
That was a goal.
Like, I just wanted to grow in encouraging people.
Awesome.
That's so amazing. Make it a goal of like, okay, in my conversations or just in what can I do with that throughout the year was one of my goals. To become a more generous person. Like, that was who I wanted to become. So it was, okay, put that in there. So many of them are, okay, have a greater level of fun in my life.
Hey, that's good.
It was a goal for my year.
That's an awesome goal.
And that repeats itself a number of times because I think when you're in busy, busy life and, like, I was immersed in parenting and young kids and pastoring and just life happens, it's like, I want to have fun. I want to be intentional about this. So many of my years have got like, be a fun mom, like really be intentional about that because otherwise it's just like, so many other things about that. But
and you're doing them under the categories that
fasting,
we started talking about,
the,
right?
The family, the fun, the friendships, fitness, fellowship that you talked about this morning, fruitfulness and, lots of different,
That's awesome.
Fun stuff, kids stuff, fruitfulness stuff, pursue preaching, continue to develop prophetic gifts. Like, often I'll have, I think what has emerged for me on this journey is, and what I now like to do is have sort of a word for the year. I know some people really like to hear from God, what's my word for this year, whether it's a single word or whether it's a scripture. I like both, like a word based on a scripture, and that's sort of like overarching on my goals for the year. And so that's at the top of whether it's your goals list or in now. I mean, now I'm in the device, so we're not, like, we haven't gone beyond this journal from 2017. But so having that word that's in there, and then all of the different categories, and there might be that thing that sort of underlines it, that it is a, like a have fun or a be generous, or, you know, something that is sort of like foundation of, to all of it.
That's awesome. If I could just say, that's, I think that's a testament to the power of setting goals and goal anointing, because Pastor Danielle, I would say you're one of the, if not the greatest encourager in our church. You're a prophetic powerhouse. You're a dynamic preacher. And that's clearly something that, as you've set that as a focus in your goal year after year, God has just been faithful to bring that to fruition. So that's
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you, Isaac.
Pastor Dan.
The power of goals.
So
yes.
True. So true.
What you want to be, who you want to become, that's what Absolutely. The goals are formed from.
Any further thoughts, Pastor John?
Oh, no, I love that. It's just having a clear picture. Who do I want to become, or who does God want me to become? And what are the steps I'm going to take towards that? So, yeah, writing it down, making it clear. Love it.
Awesome. Love it. In the journey of preaching into this specific topic, what have you guys found to be some of the primary obstacles to people, not just setting goals, but actually achieving them by the end of the year?
Great. Look, even in our own lives and in my own life, I think lots of us have probably set some goals, not hit them. For various reasons, and then easily get discouraged and like, oh, what's, why even do this? So that would be one obstacle. And I think it's a learning curve. I was reflecting on my goals from last year. So I set 10 last year, and numbers of them, I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I really felt like I hit them. There's a couple of like, oh, just didn't quite get there for various reasons. So it's just not letting discouragement stop you from resetting and re-going again. That would be one thing to wash off discouragement. Probably the other would be just kind of set and forget. So, oh yeah, I set those goals, but I don't actually review them. I don't see them, and I don't pray into them. So I think the power of goal setting is it brings focus to things and that you want to work on. But if you just set them and forget them, you know, then, so I've got them, and over time, this is why you might have them in your device. So I've got them in my device, but I'll have a physical copy. It's somewhere where I see it pretty much every day where I'm praying, and it's a reminder, that's right, that's what I was committing to. A little sneaky tip is set two or three you know you're going to get done. Just to build
awesome.
Momentum in
Courage
your goals.
Yourself.
It's like, if you've ever done your to-do list for the day and you're like, you've already done something, but you put it at the top and you go, I'm an achieving, I'm on a roll, tick.
Seriously.
So, yeah, just a couple of little free hit easy ones, put them in there.
That speaks my language.
And honestly, courses are good like that. Because the sense of to go, oh, I want to be deeper in my relationship with Jesus, that's a great dream and vision, but it's a bit hard to measure. So to go, I'm going to do the Christian Essentials course, that's measurable, and that breaks
awesome.
It down.
Love it. Pastor Neil.
Look, it is the, you know, months can go past so quickly, life can be very full, and there's just things that are on your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month. You can get mid-year and go, my goals, oh my gosh, I haven't even looked at them. I've had years like that. And so now to be really intentional about what is my reminder system with it, because, I mean, it's one thing to, you know, get all inspired in January and have our goals and have them anointed. It's like, what are you actually going to do about that, and having a strategy for that, what's going to achieve it, and then really to break it down. And reminders, I've got reminders in my phone. So one of my goals would be to contact extended family members on a monthly basis. I want to put that, like, because these are the intentions I have in my heart to actually make it a goal. So I'm committing to it. I want to stick to it. And so then in my phone to put reminders in every month, ring the extended family or whatever it is, so that it's just a recurring thing rather than I get 6 months down the track and go, ah. Totally forgot to do that. Got caught up in life. For me, I pin the goals to the top of my notes in my iPhone, and so then it's just visible all the time, rather than it's just get lost and You know, so there's some little things that just like prompt your thinking towards it.
That's amazing.
What are you going to see every day? Make sure your goals are there. So, you know, is it the toilet wall? What are you going to see every day? The mirror in your bathroom. Just put your goals up. Stay focused.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. No, that's gold. Thank you. Thank you so much. Help us, because, you know, a lot of us are going to implement these things, and we're going to set goals, and we're going to step into it on fire. We're going to go until the end of the year, but, you know, most of us, or at least I'll speak for myself anyway, can come to the middle of the year after, you know, doing the grind of life for 6 months while continuing to push forward towards the goals. But, you know, through doing all the hard work, sometimes the motivations can dip. How do you continue to stay motivated and full of faith as you continue to press towards those goals?
Yeah, really good. So I would say for some of the larger ones, and I talked about this last Sunday, that strategy of faith and wisdom. So for me, if I'm praying over things and I'm speaking God's word over it, that creates a momentum around that. So some of those things, some of them you just, you know, like you don't need to prophesy over yourself that you're going to ring your extended family members. You just got to do that, right? You might ask God, give me the words to say it, give me your heart for it. But some of the things where you're like, okay, I'm swimming upstream here. This is hard work. I want to give up, or I want to be lazy, or I just feel like pulling away. You've got to combine the goal with prayer. And really, if you can, a scripture, a promise from God around that you're speaking over that. So you're just kind of making some declarations. This is the kind of person I am. This is who God says I am, speaking that over your life. So I'd say combining prayer with that focus is a real key to maintaining momentum.
Fantastic. Keeping the faith. Pastor Danielle.
Yeah, so there's some goals that you're writing down that are faith goals and you really need God to come through for you. And then there's other ones that are just practical ones that are achievable and you just, you know, to be disciplined in that, but also to encourage yourself that, hey, you just chip away, you're going to get to halfway through the year and you're going to be able to tick some off because you've put some strategies in place, and that's just kind of encouraging. Powerhouse Conference is in July, and it just gives you that mountaintop experience, that passion for Jesus, you know, something, fire gets on you and you need that to come back alive, because, you know, I have multiple prayer goals on my spiritual goals for the year and I'm really excited about them right now, but like you say, you can get to mid-year and I don't have time for that right now or the passion for it. So to get to conference and just spend time in the presence of God over and over and over for 3 or 4 days, and that brings my spirit alive, and that keeps my motivation. Just picks it up a notch and go again.
Come on. Good. Another research will show, and I read this stat this morning, that if you write your goals down and share them with somebody else around accountability, 33% more likely to achieve them. So for all awesome. Of the groups which are kicking back in the next couple of weeks, easy one, first topic for your group, let's talk about the goals we've set. Let's bring them, read them
That's
out,
awesome.
Pray for each other, and there's a power in accountability and mutual encouragement.
That's so true. Yeah, I would say that's something that in my very short Christian journey, I would say that I've also discovered is having those people that you're walking alongside that can encourage you in that, and that you can share your dreams and your visions to, who aren't going to cut that down, but actually speak faith and speak belief into you. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. And we've got a multitude of people in the room, people who are like myself and are probably the overzealous, overly ambitious, and will set 3 pages worth of goals to begin with in the journey of setting goals and achieve maybe a tenth of them. Or you've got people that are doing this for the first time and don't know where to start. Pastor John, this morning you gave us some great a great list of areas of our lives to help us set goals. Could you just give us a condensed version
sure.
of those again, just to kind of help us
yeah,
for those who
can,
are writing goals
bounce,
as we speak?
We can bounce off that together. And I would say less is more. So you're better to have 5 goals that you really are committing to than 25 that you kind of, it's not like a wish list. This is a focus. These are the steps I'm going to take. So we've kind of give categories for them over the years. They start with F, so I'll just shoot them off. So the first one would be a faith growth, faith goals. So how are you going to grow closer to Jesus this year? So what are you going to do to keep you, you know, they could be prayer related, they could be quiet time, they could be course related, they could be joining a connect group, just things that are going to help you go deeper with Jesus, do Bible college, do an internship. So what's going to grow you in your faith? The next one's a really good one.
Fun.
You know, it's fun. That wasn't where I was going,
yes,
but okay,
absolutely.
You do that one then.
Oh, come on. Fun goals.
Fun
it's
is
really
important. Very important.
Or yeah, hobby stuff. Like, I got given a beehive for my birthday.
Come on.
I'm going to become a beekeeper. That's
awesome.
Like a goal for me this year. I don't have the bees in the hive, but like that's a project for me. I want to learn all about bees, be a beekeeper. So
that's
awesome. A bit of fun. They're stingless. All right. So it's going to be fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
Stingless bees?
Yes, yeah, stingless
true.
Native bees.
That's a
bees.
Thing.
It's green.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, good job, honey.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Hey, that was a good one. That was a good one. Almost okay. An e-slapper.
Sorry.
Almost an e-slapper.
Thank you, Tyler. I love you there. My biggest fan.
I miss
okay. You.
Next category.
Good job, honey. Sorry.
There
okay.
We go.
So another one would be fruitful. So as a follower of Jesus, we're called to bear fruit. One thing is how you're going to grow closer to Jesus this year. The other is how you're going to use the gifts that he's given you to serve and help other people grow. So that would be a really great goal. Maybe the goal is to discover your spiritual gifts. So that would be a great goal. Maybe it's to learn to lead a connect group or follow up new Christians or serve on a team. But that would, so what are you going to do to use the gift God's given you to serve other people? That's a fruitfulness goal.
Awesome. We've got fitness ones.
Hey,
fitness
I think
is important.
Some people are really motivated about
right.
That, and that just comes a little naturally, or you know, that's an inspiration for them. I would say the majority of us need to sort of like have fitness goals to press towards something. Look after our body; it's going to sustain us for our whole life.
Yes.
So have something on the fitness goal that's kind of doable, but can keep consistent on there, and that you're committing to for the year.
Love it.
Really good. Financial goal. So financial goal could be about learning about finances. So that a goal could be, okay, I'm going to read a book. I'm going to do a money management course this year. You could do that. See a financial planner. Or it could be a specific finance goal like, okay, I'm going to get out of personal debt, or I'm going to start to tithe, or I'm going to save a deposit for a house or whatever. So it could be some actual goals, save for a holiday. So just some actual financial goals that you're like, okay, here's a focus point. Maybe it's do a budget for the first time. Maybe it's
come
do a budget
somebody.
And stick to a budget for the
come
first time.
Come on, somebody.
All right.
That's not speaking to me
things,
whatsoever.
Right?
I've never been that guy ever. Ever in a million years.
Yeah. We did our review of our budget last year yesterday.
How'd
so
you go?
We did pretty good.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, we did really good.
Amazing.
We're both within our personal budgets. We're only $100 over for the whole year.
Come
yeah.
On. Let's
so,
go. That's
on.
Impressive.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Okay, family. Family, have goals within your family, whether it's in your marriage.
Yes.
We want an outstanding marriage. How do we
invest vote, in that.
Like prioritize
yep.
That into our life? What can we do that's going to grow us as a person in our partnership, for family, in our kids? For years, I'd have a monthly date with my kids every single month,
yep.
Every single kid, and now I'm sort of doing it in the young adult sort of level, but that's still. So to go, okay, in our family, what do we see for our family
yes.
In 2025? And what can I do, whether it's I'm going to pray for my family every day or connect with them or encourage them or have fun with them.
Yes.
So, family goals.
So especially if you're trying to create
couple
a new
goals.
Habit, it's good to make it a goal.
Yeah.
So once it's a habit, you don't
yeah.
Really need to, unless it's a low-hanging fruit goal
yeah,
that you just want to feel good
hurt.
About. But
yeah.
So I ring my oldest son, Jackson, he's in Sydney every Friday morning. That doesn't need to be a goal anymore because it's a habit.
Right.
But when I kicked it off, make it a goal to build a habit. So that's a really good way of thinking about something. Make it a goal. We have a monthly date. It doesn't need to be a goal anymore. It's a habit. So there'd be certain things but if you want to get a habit going, make it a goal. Or if you want to really learn or invest, and often that's like reading a book, doing a course, seeing a counselor, like whatever it might be, make those things a goal. So that's cool.
Great.
That's family.
And just quickly on that, Pastor John, for those who have yet to start their own family.
Yes.
What could a goal look like for someone in that season who might be, you know, that might be a vision for their lives is
yeah.
To step into that space.
Yeah, yeah.
But what would be an example of a goal in the family sphere for them?
Okay, in terms of, well, one could just be extended family in terms of the relationships with parents, with siblings, with nephews, nieces. So just what do you want to do around that? But if you specifically have a vision to get married and you don't, you know, you're not dating and you'd like to be dating, there's a one of the goals might be to be more social and to get out and about and do more activities. So I remember some of the young adults in our church were feeling like, I just need to become socially confident. And so they're like, I'm going to learn Greek dancing for the year. So just some certain things that get you out of your comfort zone and meeting people could well be one. So that's just a practical one. Otherwise, joining groups, young adults have hangout dinners every second or most Sunday night. So your goal could be, I'm going to go to the young adult dinners and push out of my comfort zone. So they're just some little things.
Could we like do a freedom course? just get a little freer, emotionally healthy, books or going down that, like learning how to have conflict well. Yeah. Just develop yourself in terms of your emotional health, because there's nothing like a relationship that brings out the best and the worst of you, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, learning some good stuff
really
about
good.
You.
So your goal could be actually to become emotionally healthy. Awesome. Not saying you're not, but that could be a goal.
Right.
So just give you a variety of, and that'd be a really good thing to talk to one of our pastors or leaders about. Okay, I want to get married. Sit down, talk to Pastor Josh or Shekinah or Teresa or one of the team, and go, I'd like to get married. What do you think would be some blockages in my life to getting married? What should I work on? One of my friends as a pastor says the best way to grow is find someone who's got wisdom and you trust, who's got your life in, the best of your life in interest, like they're really interested in the best, and ask them to give you the most awkward feedback possible.
That is a great question.
Yeah.
Hard question.
Yeah.
Challenging
one. So you got to have trust.
Yes.
And you got to be, don't take it personally, but like, okay, here's a couple of things. Someone once told me when I was interested in dating, and they like, do you like it when girls wear good clothes and dress up and look, look nice? They worry about their appearance. I'm like, absolutely. I think that's important. They're like, so do we. I'm like, oh, burned. What's wrong with my farm boy? No, that wasn't the feedback I was going for, but it actually helped me.
This is true. It's good. It's good. Praise God for those kinds of people in our lives. With the final moments that we have together, any final thoughts around this area of setting goals, goal anointing, getting God's vision for your life?
Oh, I think this is awesome. And you do build it over years. I mean, we've been going, like you said, 20, 25 years of at the beginning of the year, just getting some thoughts from God towards it. So you don't have to nail it and be amazingly perfect goals right from the get-go. It's something that over your life, over a series of decades, you're just going to get the flow of that, just hearing from God and just leaning into that. You're going to see things change in your life. So it's kind of like the long-term game plan here. It's not like we're going to have a most amazing year, it'll be the best year ever. But really, I just look back and just think, so many things maybe didn't happen in 12 months, and I would get discouraged about that and just think, oh, I have to carry that over to another year. But just to sort of go, okay, well, I'm committed to growth. I'm committed to allowing God to lead me. And then over time, it's a long-term commitment with God. You'll see some things really change and shift in your life and come to pass.
I love that. Yeah, I've heard it said that we often overestimate what we can do in the short term, but we underestimate what God can do with us over a long term. If we just kind of build layer upon layer, block upon block, then, and you don't have to put, sometimes it's like this year, I've got a number of goals, but my real emphasis, there's kind of one main thing that you're really going to lean into. For somebody, it's like our marriage is the thing we're really going to lean into. For somebody else, it's your freedom journey and really getting emotionally healthy. For somebody else, it's maybe it's a year to really dig deep in business or in your career. And so you've got those are things that are really important. They're overarching themes, but just make sure at the center is drawing nearer to Jesus, get a deeper relationship with Jesus, because that flows into everything else.
That's beautiful. Well, Pastor John and Danielle, this has been absolute gold, speaking to all things goal anointing church. Can we just thank Pastor John and Danielle?
Thank you.
Thank you, Isaac. Thank you, Danielle.